These five stories of being abducted by aliens are assumed true and sent in by readers and listeners of the show. Alien Abduction Story 1. I think they've taken me again. I think they've taken me again. I know this is a fact, for when I wake up after it happens, my body itches all over. I always feel like thousands of little bugs are dancing on my skin. Yet there are none, and not even a scratch. It always happens at night, late at night. It happens when there is no moon and no light outside. I know this because I've recorded it. Every time it happens, the camera flickers and stops recording for a moment. Then, a few moments later, it shows I'm no longer in my bed. You will see a short time later that it flickers again, and I'm back. There is about a 4-hour time discrepancy. When I awake, my body itches everywhere. It's like I'm on fire deep inside my muscles and bones. My veins burn and my skin itches. I scratch and scratch over again, deeply, painfully. I've been to the doctor. He says it's psychological, that I need to see a shrink. I showed him the video. And he just thinks it is a way to get attention, but it isn't. I worry one day that they won't bring me back, or I'll be dead in my bed. Alien Abduction Story 2. Missing Time. My son gets really scared in the dark. I thought he was having really bad dreams until one night we were lost in the mountains driving. It was a place where the darkness surrounds you and you think that it is really late until you look up and see the sky. You realize that it isn't even sundown yet. When we crested over one hill, we could barely see the sky. And he said, "Mom, this is where they take me at night. I need to go. I'm scared." I told him not to think about the stories he told me and to go to sleep. I put on some soothing music and he slowly closed his eyes and slept. I don't remember how long we were driving out in the mountains, so I don't even remember getting out of the mountains, except that when I realized next, this is when we were at the bottom of the hill near a gas station. I don't remember driving there at all. I sat there at the gas station a little confused. I didn't want to go in and leave him alone, so I just sat there for a few moments until he woke up. When he looked at me, he said, "Thank you for coming with me this time, Mommy. They let me hold your hand." Alien Abduction Story 3. The Tall Man in the Closet. My son loves to keep his room really messy. Since we are all so busy with work and school, I only make him clean it once per week. Normally his closet remains clean because he never opens it, but one night, while we were picking up clothes, I wanted to hang something up. I heard him behind me say, "No, Mommy, don't." I turned to look at him. He was pale white and shaking. When I asked him why not, he told me the tall man in the closet might take Mommy. At first, I thought he was kidding, but when I opened the closet and turned on the light, I noticed there was a round discoloration of the ceiling. I asked him where the tall man came from, and he pointed at the mark. That night he was so scared he slept in my room. I stayed awake wondering what he was so scared of, and then I heard the rattling. His bedroom closet wall was adjacent to mine, and I could see it shaking in the mirror. I got up to look, and when I went into his room, the closet door was open. All of the drawers in his room were open, too. We moved the next month. Alien Abduction Story 4. I gave my freedom to my abductor. I am incarcerated. I used to be a good man. I really am a good man, actually. You might think I'm a terrible person because I steal things, but I'm not a kleptomaniac. I don't steal anything for monetary gain. I don't take from people to hurt them. I do so I can be safe in prison. Yes, safe in prison. These steel bars in a casing are the only place where it can't get to me. I can't explain why this happens. I have been abducted since I was 6 years old. Those scary, tall, white men with the big black eyes would take me from my bed and do cruel experiments on me, only to return me to my bed again. At first, I thought it was a nightmare, but it wasn't. I would find small cuts and burns on my arms and legs that would disappear within a few hours from when I woke up. One night, I drank so much coffee that I didn't fall asleep when they came. They came in through my wall and picked me up into a bright light. It hurt my muscles and arms and legs, almost like I was being torn apart. Then they put me on a table in a dark gray room. They drilled into my teeth and poked my brain with needles. They stuck things inside of me through places I don't care to speak of. I thought I was going to die until they sedated me with gas, and I just remembered being back at my bed again. It continued on until one day I couldn't take it any longer. I went batshit crazy on some friends and ended up in juvie. I didn't care that I was surrounded by people who did bad things. I felt safe. The people in there left me alone because I just didn't look at them. I left them alone. They left me alone. I even made a few friends. Every time I would get out, it would come back for me. Then I started stealing on purpose. I never hurt anyone, just slipped things into my pocket in obvious places. If I got away with it, I always returned it or gave it to somebody else who needed it. I didn't want to eat through crime. If I didn't get away, I would get locked up somewhere for 10 days to 2 years, depending on the value of what I stole. The last time I went in for the big time, I robbed a bank. I even took a unloaded gun with me. I figured if they thought I was going to shoot them, someone might shoot me and put me out of my misery. I told the woman to fill up the bag and make it quick. I didn't wear a mask or stocking. I went outside with the money and I was caught right away. I would have gotten away with $30,000-some-odd, but it wasn't mine. I gleefully gave it back and was sent to prison for 10 years. They haven't come for me here. I am safe. I am free. Alien Abduction Story 5, Morning Cuts and Bruises. It's all so vivid in my head right now. I wish the nightmares and flashbacks would stop. I forgot about everything for a very long time, and recently, I had a setback. The doctors could never figure out what was wrong with me. They gave me all the tests and tried all of the meds, but the nightmares would just keep on coming. At first they thought I was depressed and I was cutting myself, but the cuts weren't like normal cuts. I almost failed every depression test, meaning that I wasn't depressed. Something was going on. Was I blacking out and hurting myself? It didn't seem likely because there were so many people around me all of the time that I didn't have time to do it. My dad and I decided to do a test. We took everything but the bed out of my room. This was long before cell phones and cameras, and we didn't have one of those expensive VHS recorders, so we couldn't get anything on film. I went to sleep quietly for the first few nights. We were beginning to feel that maybe I was sleepwalking and bumping into things, but then it happened. I awoke in the morning screaming for my dad. I had cuts and bruises up and down my arm. He came running in and held me. It was worse than before. We went to the doctor, and the stupid doctor called CPS. They thought he was doing it. We had interviews for months until they took me out of the house for 1 month, and guess what? It happened there as well. He went back to court and got me back, but it took months before the exchange to happen. Whatever was abusing me was getting worse. Finally, I came back home and we moved far away from that town. The dreams stopped, the cutting stopped. There were no more bruises for a very long time. Those were the best years of my life up until now. My dad passed away. And since I'm 19, he gave me everything, including the house, but now it has started again. Cuts and bruises, and sometimes I remember the white men with the big black eyes. but that is all I remember. I think I'll have to sell the house now. Those are 5 random stories told on Spooky Boo. If you'd like to hear your story told, you could send it to me via email at scarystoriesonvideo@gmail.com or visit www.707spookyboo22.com.